Hello, this is Paige Estrotori bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into this week's Australian industry news. First up, a pressing issue that has gained national attention: the escalating underinsurance crisis. Costs of insurance have surged by over 16% in the past year, marking the largest increase in a span of 20 years, as stated by Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones recently at the National Insurance Brokers Association convention. A concoction of factors, from higher reinsurance rates and exorbitant building materials to climate change, has boosted this dilemma. Vulnerable areas like northern New South Wales, North Queensland, and the Northern Territory are at escalated risk. In response, Minister Jones emphasized on a collective effort from governments, insurers, and communities for resilience and adaptation. However, he fell short of endorsing a flood reinsurance pool. In federal court news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has begun legal proceedings against QBE Insurance Group. The allegations are serious, claiming discrepancies in promised pricing discounts for over 500,000 policyholders. While QBE has acknowledged these issues and set aside a hefty $112 million for remediating affected customers, this case echoes an ongoing ASIC crackdown from 2021, demanding insurers rectify and repay faulty discount practices. Lastly, let's talk about the life insurance sector. A recent report by Capgemini emphasizes the urgent need for transformation to boost customer satisfaction. In established markets like Australia, a third of policyholders find policy terms complicated and the application procedures off-putting. Post-acquisition, customers report long waiting times and a distinct lack of self-service options. Claim processes are mired by insufficient digitization, eroding empathy during interactions. Despite interest rate hikes piling up short-term profits, the sector faces growth challenges. The solution? Modernization. It's time to incorporate AI-enhanced interfaces and improve operational efficiency for not just meeting but exceeding customer expectations. So that's this week's insurance industry wrap. Stay tuned for our next week's broadcast on Saturday, November 2nd. To learn more about personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori. Stay safe and stay informed.